is In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association, where we feature stories about impactful projects and programs happening in Michigan's fabulous downtowns. Today's host is Dana Walker, Executive Director of the Michigan Downtown Association, with special guest Ann Gentry of the Alpena DDA. They will be chatting about Alpena's public art project called Fresh Waves. Let's listen in.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dana Walker. I am the director for the Michigan Downtown Association. It is a pleasure to be with everyone on In My Downtowns, a wonderful podcast sponsored by the Michigan Downtown Association. Joining me today is Ann Gentry. She is the executive director of the Alpena Downtown Development Authority. Welcome, Ann.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So before we really dive into this amazing project that Downtown Alpena has going on that you're going to talk to us today about, can you give our listeners an idea of Alpena, in other words, where it is in our Great Mitten State and your community as a whole?
Yeah, so Alpena is located, if you put up your hand like a good Michigander does, we're right at the tip of the of your index finger on Lake Huron. So we're one of the biggest cities in Northeast Michigan. The city of Alpena has about 10,000 residents and the county has about 30,000. So we're still a pretty small town. Our downtown is pretty great place. Our DDA was formed in 1980, and we have really over 200 businesses that call our downtown home. We used to be a pretty big lumber port during the 1800s, so a lot of those original buildings are still there, have been renovated over the years and restored. So we have a great mix of offices downtown. We have some industrial uses still, lots of shops, growing restaurant scene, and a lot of public art, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Now that is a great description. So to understand the whole idea of the project, water is pretty important to downtown Alpena and your region.
It is, yeah, as we're located not only on Lake Huron, but also the Thunder Bay River goes right through our downtown. So during the 1800s and even until recently, the river and the lake is really the reason that we're here, was used for transportation to get lumber down the river to take to bigger ports. So water is definitely in our history, and now as well, as I think a lot of communities are shifting from industrial to be more service-based or education or hospitals, that we have here, we're certainly seeing that water is becoming a recreational focus as well for our community. And we have a lot of people that come up here to enjoy the lake and are drawn to that.
So therefore, the name Fresh Waves is the name of the project, the initiative that we're going to be talking about today. Tell us, what is Fresh Waves?
So Fresh Waves is the DDA's public art project. We started it in 2019, and this is our third year of the project. And the whole idea of the project is to introduce vibrant, one-of-a-kind artwork into our downtown district, kind of playing off that water theme with just creating something fresh and new. We've had art throughout our downtown since the 70s. We have sculptures, we have a few murals, but we really wanted to add something different and really focus on different types of artwork and different styles of murals that we don't have. So kind of that diversity and something that's fresh and a new look at our community is kind of the origin of the name. So in 2019, we had an artist that grew up here in Alpena, but works out in Colorado as a professional mural artist. He reached out to the DDA and said, hey, you know, I really want to do some different types of kind of like more graffiti spray paint style murals in our downtown and in Alpena as a whole. He's like, I think it would be a really cool thing just to introduce these different styles of artwork to the community. And he had talked to a few other organizations before us, just trying to find someone whose maybe mission or focus aligns with what he wanted to do. So I talked to him and I brought it before our promotions and marketing committee, and they love the idea. Since public art, as I'm sure you've seen throughout the state, can really revitalize a downtown and allow people to view things that might be very familiar, whether it be a blank wall or a building, in a new way once you have something unique and something new and different on it. So We worked with Aaron Golbeck, who was that artist for our first year in 2019, and he painted a mural on the side of Family Enterprise Embroidery in our downtown, and he brought one of his partners that he's painted with throughout Colorado, Chad Bolsinger, as well, and they completed the mural for the first year. So that was kind of the origin of the project. It kind of came to us at the right place and right time. We always knew as an organization that we wanted to introduce more public art to our downtown, but it wasn't really, things just weren't clicking until Aaron came along and had kind of the chops of how to, not only how to paint, but how other communities have structured these mural projects as well.
Well, that's amazing that you had a hometown guy kick this all off.
Yeah, he is pretty incredible. He's actually just a few years younger than me. So we went to high school together and I was like, I had no clue that he even did this as a profession. And that was something with the kind of the mission of this project too, is just to show people in our community that public art can be so many different things. And also it is a viable career. Aaron was really shared with me that when he was in high school, he had no idea that you could work as a professional artist, and especially as a professional muralist. So just kind of highlighting like, hey, this is possible if you work towards it and form the right partnerships.
And is the bringing public art part of Downtown Alpena's master plan?
It is. Yeah, it's part of our TIFF plan, was to create more public art and more festivals as well, just kind of on the marketing and promotional side, as well as beautification. So it was really a natural fit that we started this project to kind of achieve all of those. And the first year we did it in 2019, we hosted kind of like a strolling party, so to say. We had a band and a fundraiser for a local nonprofit in the parking lot right next to that first mural, and a cash bar. So we really tried to incorporate kind of the event side of it as well. And then two of our downtown restaurants, we had bands at as well, so people could kind of continue to celebrate this. And then last year, because of COVID, we weren't able to do a festival with it, but that's something that we're hopefully going to expand on for next year as well.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a great idea. Love it. So so you mentioned the C word. So with COVID, what happened? What happened last year? Were you able to continue the initiative?
Yeah. So last year we did it a little bit differently. The first year we had Aaron selected as the artist, and then our committee narrowed down kind of walls and property owners we wanted to reach out to about having a mural based on their location and size and a wall that could use some beautification. So last year we opened it up and had both artists and downtown property owners could apply. And then we would pair the artist and the property owner together. So we did a little bit differently last year, but we were really fortunate that with COVID, this was a type of project that we could still do. We didn't do an event with it, but there were a lot of people that watched the artist paint last year, keeping their distance, of course. But I think it was even more special to have murals done last year because it was so difficult and kind of a dark time for everyone. And we did two murals last year. One was called Wave Journey by a Bay City artist named Mark Petrowski. And then the other artist was on the side, or painted on the side of Thunder Bay Theater's warehouse. And her name is Britt Flood, and her mural was entitled Together Again. So both pieces of artwork were really vibrant. Wave Journey was like these beautiful swirls that just represent kind of different patterns and the motion of life. And then Together Again features like really vibrant flowers, and there's some hearts in there and hands that are holding. So we were really thrilled that kind of the message of the murals last year really fit, I think, what people were craving after being socially distanced and working from home for so long.
Is there a committee that determines what the artist is to create, or do you let the artist have free reign? What is that process like?
Yeah, so we have our marketing and promotions committee that reviewed all the applications that were submitted both by artists and by the property owners. So with the artist application, they could submit up to 3 mock-ups of what artwork they'd love to paint. We don't dictate what type of style or what type of content. I mean, of course, we don't want anything that's explicit or controversial, but
sure.
We really like to leave it up to the artists to let their own creativity shine through. And then that committee also reviewed all the property owner's application and looked at location of the wall, size of the wall, and condition of the wall, and how visible it is. So, and also where it might sit compared to other murals that are downtown, to kind of spread those out. So once we selected kind of our top artists and our top locations. We worked with the property owners to determine if that artist was something that they liked, or if they wanted to pass this year, which definitely has happened. A lot of times property owners will have kind of a specific idea of what type of mural they might want. And sometimes what our committee selects might not fit it, and that's totally okay. And then for this year, we did do it a little bit differently. We installed these freestanding structures near our boat harbor. So last year we did it with the artist and the property owner application. But then for this year, our harbor has been a really big focus of the city, and it's right in our downtown district. So we wanted to really utilize more local artists as well. So we were able to install 6 of these freestanding structures that have 4 feet by 8 foot panels on both sides of them that we have 8 artists that are painting.
Oh, so that's going on right now.
Correct. Yep. Most of them have finished up. I just drove by yesterday. So a lot of them finished up over the weekend, but some of them are still working this week on those.
And do you have, I assume people stop and watch the artists work?
They do. Yeah. The last 2 years with the larger scale walls, neither of the artists were from Alpena or had visited here for a long time. So it was really cool hearing them say how many people from the community stopped by, watched them paint, brought them food, brought them water. And then this year there's the Brown Trout Festival that's going on right next to where our installation is. So those have definitely gotten a lot of visibility because that festival is going on and they have music every night, and then fishing out in the bay. So we coordinated the time of the artist painting this year so that we could just have that extra kind of fun component to that festival as well.
That's amazing. You know, everyone always asks the cost. So how is this supported? How are the artists paid, or is this in kind? What can you tell us about the costs?
Yeah, so we, the DDA, have funded it completely for the 3 years that we've done it. So the first year we gave both artists a $5,000 stipend, and that covered travel, their lodging, any supplies that they needed. And then of course, paying for their time and their talents to bring these murals to life. And then last year we had the same structure. So it was $5,000 per mural. We were able to do 2, and that covered the same thing. You know, their week that they were up here, their travel to get here, and then, of course, the supplies that they need. And we were really fortunate with last 2 years as well with bigger walls that we were able to get the use of a lift donated by a local painting company. So that was really wonderful as well. And to the property owners, it comes at no cost to them as long as they agree to the style and the concept of the artwork that's submitted. And then they do need to just prep the wall. So some of the property owners had to patch some brickwork, things like that. And they were responsible for doing that. But primarily the DDA has funded it that way for those both years. And then this year, because it did take a little bit of a different shape and format, we paid for these structures to be installed, which were about $400 to have those done each. And then we compensated each artist $500 per piece of artwork, and then up to $150 they could request in supply reimbursement. So we've been really fortunate that our DDA board has allocated between this year, the total cost was about $8,000. Last year and the year before, it was $10,000. So we've been really fortunate that, you know, the board has supported that and sees it as a really worthwhile project to invest in each year.
Are you seeing the support from the community, property owners, business owners, people that live there, residents? Are they supporting the project?
Absolutely. I have calls from businesses both in and outside of the downtown that always ask, are you the ones that do these murals? Because we would love to be a part of it. And so, you know, it's exciting that other people throughout the community, even if they're not in the downtown, you know, are really excited about what they're seeing. And I think that's been a really big pride point too, is that I'll have people that haven't visited for Alpena in a while or grew up here, and they'll tell me like, oh my gosh, I haven't been here in 10 years. And now like your town is so cool because we love the murals. We love what's going on. So just to hear people describe the murals as kind of this catalyst to see our community in a different way has been really awesome. You know, both from people young and old. And the style of the 3 murals we've done so far, and even the 12 pieces of artwork that we're having done this year, are all quite different in terms of content and style and how they painted them. So hearing some of the conversation around that by residents in the community that, you know, some love one but don't love the other. And I think that's really part of the why we wanted to do that, is just to create that conversation around different styles of artwork, because you don't have to love you know, each mural that goes up, but hopefully people do.
Right, right. So what kind of challenges have there been, or what are some best practices that you could pass along to other communities?
Yeah, I think the biggest hurdle for the first 2 years of the project, which kind of led us to do it how we are doing it this year, is that to get property owners on board with it. A lot of times property owners will sign up to be considered and will have a specific idea of maybe what they want in terms of content, or they want something that reflects their business. And the purpose of the project is really to not have that happen, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. You know, it's mm-hmm. really about artistic freedom, about different, you know, unique, fresh artwork. And we've had to switch locations kind of last minute in both years, whether, you know, the artist and the property owner might not agree completely on what's going to go up. And of course, we need the property owner to sign on since it is their building, or they just kind of change their mind once it's getting closer. So that's lead to a few stressful evenings trying to, you know, go down our list of maybe our third or fourth choice of walls to make sure that, you know, we have this artist coming up here. What's a wall that's a similar size from someone that's picked up? So that's definitely something I think we've learned, is if you're going to do it that way, where the committee essentially selects the artwork with the artist, is to make sure that you're very upfront with the property owner of like, this is the content of what you're going, this is the mural that you're going to get. You know, if you like it, wonderful. If you are having any doubts, you need to let us know by this date, because then we'll move on, and that's totally fine. But for our own sanity to be able to plan with the artists and all that. So that was definitely a hurdle. And then this year, obviously, we haven't had that since we've had the structures to paint on. And I think the other kind of hurdle, too, is just utilizing local talent. We always try to, as downtown managers, to promote, you know, hiring as much and shopping local, eating local. And for us, it was difficult to find local artists that had the skill set or the experience to paint really large scale murals. You know, we have a lot of wonderful artists, but we wanted someone that has this experience. So that kind of tied into this year to do a little bit smaller scale, to kind of be that stepping point for local artists that maybe haven't done something quite that big, but this might be, you know, a good learning experience so that in the future, maybe we could hire them for a full wall.
Just because someone, that makes sense. Putting something on a huge side of the building would take a different type of skill set. So right. Do you have plans for three-dimensional pieces, or are we, you know, what does the future hold for this Fresh Waves initiative?
So far, we're planning on doing murals again for next year. We're not sure if we're going to do it similar to how we did it this year with the freestanding structures, whether we want to add more in that area, or if there's different areas of our downtown, like park space, that could be cool to install those, mm-hmm. or if we want to go back to walls. So we usually start planning for this project in the winter of each year. So it's definitely something that will be on our plate, is just looking at kind of how the feedback was, how it went for this year, whether we want to do a wall or these structures, or maybe a combination of both. So it'll definitely be back for next summer. Just how it takes shape might be a little bit different. And we do have another arts nonprofit that does do primarily sculptures throughout the city. Okay. So that's been really cool as well, to see these concurrent art projects going up with just different styles of artwork and different mediums as well.
Yeah. And what is the maintenance for, and maybe you don't know yet since you're only in year three, but the maintenance for the projects that you've already completed, do you have a maintenance plan for those?
So far, we haven't really had to do much with them. It's definitely something we're keeping an eye on, because some of the murals are in direct sunlight most of the day, and there's wind and the elements. So with the last 2 years, all the artists, since they've painted murals before, they either sealed them or they had a specific type of paint that should be pretty resilient. For this year, we have like a acrylic sealer that the artists will be putting on their pieces to kind of prevent some of that wear and tear. But in our artist agreements that we send out, we do have that if any of the murals or pieces of artwork need maintenance, whether it be naturally caused or graffiti, that we would coordinate with the artist before deciding to do anything. Or if they could travel up to touch anything up, then they might do that. But I think that's part of the cool and maybe the bad thing about public murals, is that they don't last forever. And that's something with, you know, especially our wall murals that the artists have been upfront with, of like, we understand, you know, people buy different buildings. Sometimes the murals don't look great after 20 years. So we want them to be permanent, but we also understand there might come a point where, you know, those walls might take on a different appearance. Sure. And we don't have anything for the property owner in terms of like a longevity clause or anything, or it has to remain on there. Obviously I think it will, but
right.
That's something that we understand things might change in the future.
Okay, great. Now, if people want to see these, I mean, the best choice is to visit downtown Alpena, but do you have these on your website, photos or Facebook page? Where can we direct people to take a peek?
Yeah, we have a few different places with information about them on our website, which is downtownalpenami.com. On our DDA section of the website, we have a tab for programs and projects, and you can click on Fresh Waves, and there'll be information about this year's installation and the artists, and then maps to the other murals and plenty of photos and videos about the past installations. And we should have this year's up there soon, since most of them are being finished. And then, you know, we love our murals. So if you're on our downtown's either social media, Facebook or Instagram, chances are you'll probably stumble upon some of the photos of the past 2 years and then this year as well.
Well, that's how I discovered the project, was your social media, and thought, well, this is a great idea. Any final thoughts, Anne? This is great stuff. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. It's definitely, I think our staff agrees that this is probably one of our most impactful projects that we do. I mean, it's just not like it's just murals, but I think the power that art has to transform a community, both in how it looks, but also how people view it, has been really cool to see just that feedback from people that love the murals, that now they associate like, oh, Alpena's a city with the really cool murals, is something that's really makes me proud that, you know, we can do this every year. And the variety of artists that we've had that we're now posting their artwork that they want to share with us is something that's really, really special as well.
Well, sure. And you're making your downtown more walkable and filling space and placemaking, all that great stuff. So congratulations to Downtown Alpena and this initiative. It sounds amazing. And we appreciate your time. You've been listening to In My Downtown. My name is Dana Walker with the Michigan Downtown Association. And again, I want to thank Anne Gentry from Downtown Alpena. And be sure to stop by Downtown Alpena and take a walk around and see all the murals. Thanks so much, Anne. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
This has been In My Downtown, a podcast of the Michigan Downtown Association. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.